Hello, and welcome to the Already Unleashed podcast. My name is Nikki Unleashed, and I am your host. Let's go. So today I wanted to talk about I am learning how to walk. Quite literally and figuratively. Long story short, I got these things called earth runners. They are barefoot sandals, meaning they allow your foot to properly function. Most modern day tennis shoes, running shoes, whatever, they don't allow our feet to actually do what feet do. They have an elevated heel, which shortens the functional range of our Achilles tendon. They are narrow at the toe, so they squish our toes together. They have too much arch support. So basically I've seen posts online, it's like wearing boxing gloves all the time and wondering why your hands don't function and why they don't articulate. Well, same thing with our feet. We put these big puffy padded things on our feet and then we wonder why we have ankle or knee or hip issues. Our feet are our foundation. They are our connection to the earth and everything upstream, downstream of them, which is our entire body, depends on our foot function. Lately I've been getting into just being more holistic, integrated, grounded with everything I do, returning to my nature so that I can figure out my true potential. And wearing barefoot shoes, barefoot feet, barefoot sandals is a big part of that. I've also switched my running shoes or my workout shoes to, it's not called wide width shoes, because you can buy the same old, I'm just going to call it out, Nikes are shaped terribly. So are Converse and Vans and, I mean, basically everything that I've worn my entire life. They all come to a point at the toe. If you have narrow feet, probably not a huge deal, but I do have wide feet, so they are problematic for me. I've tried buying men's shoes because they're a little bit wider. I've tried buying wide-width shoes. But you know, that doesn't really matter if the actual shape of the shoe is wrong. We want shoes that are shaped like our feet. Just the same as I would not buy glasses that don't fit my current eye prescription, and I wouldn't buy a dress that doesn't fit my body, why would I buy shoes that don't fit my feet? Since I've been studying this stuff, I've been amazed at babies' feet, actually. If you have children, or if you've spent time with children, or if you love any kids, you'll notice that their feet are gorgeous. And I don't mean this in like a foot fetish way. I mean this in like a, that's how our feet are naturally supposed to be. They're shaped like triangles. The heel is the most narrow point, and then the toes are actually the widest point. That gives us a very solid foundation and solid base. And a lot of adults, if you look up barefoot shoes online, you'll see this image of basically a man's dress shoe. And I mean, men's dress shoes are pointed at the toe, but imagine women's high heels. Like, we're literally elevating the heel, squishing the toe. We are wrecking our foundation, our feet. It feels criminal to me what the fashion and foot industry has done. But anyway, I am choosing to vote differently with my money and with my actions. So now that I'm wearing these barefoot sandals, I've noticed that all of the ways that I used to compensate are now being shown to me. So initially my feet felt really good because my toes actually had space to, they call it splay, like completely spread out. And now that they're splaying, I'm noticing that my right arch is not as strong as I thought it was. Basically, my foot is rotating inward because the arch is not strong enough to support what it needs to do. So I'm learning all these different foot exercises. But the other day, I was walking very, very slowly, trying to be completely conscious of how my foot is hitting the ground, how I am moving from my heel to my toes, how I'm lifting my foot, and then how I'm placing it down again for the next step. And I was talking to my chiropractor, asking her some questions, and I told her, I asked her really, I was like, okay, this is a silly question, but I am learning how to walk. And she laughed at me and she told me, it's not a silly question at all. And it's amazing how one person's voice can really resonate. And I hope to be that for the people that I am for in this life. And I thought about it some more, and I mean, really, we learn how to walk all the time in our lives. There's two ideas that I want to cover here today. The first is that our foundational movements are just that, the foundation. And the second idea is giving grace to ourselves as we learn. So the first idea, as my chiro and I were talking, we joked about how most people actually do not know how to walk properly. And I've also been thinking, since I've been getting more into embodiment work, most people do not know how to breathe correctly. Most people breathe by lifting their chest, because that's what we've been taught. That's what, you know, they cover in, I don't know, meditation or yoga classes or YouTube videos or whatever. The way you're actually supposed to breathe is filling your trunk. And everyone's trying to suck in their stomach, which is counterproductive. But you're supposed to fill the trunk of your body, your solar plexus. Like, when your diaphragm is working properly, you're supposed to fill your entire, from your stomach to your back to your sides. All of that is supposed to fill and expand. Your chest is not just supposed to lift. You're supposed to expand and contract your power center. Can you imagine everything that happens downstream of not breathing correctly? I suppose that's strong language, not breathing in the ideal manner. And then same thing with the footwear. Can you imagine everything downstream, which is literally our entire bodies, not functioning correctly? I mean, it affects everything. Like, if your foot is wrong, then your ankle angle could be not ideal, and then your knee could be not ideal, and then your hip is not ideal, and then the alignment of your spine is not ideal, and then your shoulders and your neck and your head stacking together is not ideal. So literally everything from just a shoe. And then if you combine bad shoes with wrong breathing, like, I feel like there are just so many things that could be handled and made better and made to feel better and just feel amazing and natural in our bodies if we focus on just these two things. We're not even talking about food yet, or nutrition or sleep, but literally the alignment of your body when you are standing and walking and moving in the world, and your breath, the way that you are taking in the world. So that's the first idea. The second idea is having grace with yourself. Because as I'm learning all this stuff, it's pretty easy to not berate and not judge, but to get frustrated with it. Like, I'm 32 years old. How is it that I don't know how to walk properly? Well, I can't really get mad at the system, because the system, I mean, it was a lack of knowledge, not I don't think it was inherently malicious or trying to teach me bad things. It's just that it didn't know the proper alignment of things. And now that I'm an adult, I get to choose what my homework is. I choose what my study and my play and my work are. And this is what I'm currently dabbling in. And I'm not saying that I have it all figured out. I'm just saying this is an area of curiosity for me. And I thought I would share it in case you also get curious about it. How I was talking about baby feet earlier, I think it's interesting that we are so patient with babies when they're learning how to eat, how to drink, how to sleep, how to roll over, how to crawl, and then how to walk, right? We're very encouraging, very loving, very supportive. We don't put them down. We trust their timing. And I've had this idea for a very long time of why are we not that patient and open and understanding and gracious with ourselves? Because there are so many skills and avenues and playing fields and arenas and science labs and so many areas of life where we get to learn as adults. But I think we can often get caught up in a game of comparison or wishing we were better or looking at the experts and wondering why we're not there yet. And like, I mean, yes, other humans have achieved amazing things, but if I compare myself to an Elon Musk, I'm gonna think I'm a loser for my entire life. Like, that's actually inspiring to me that somebody can run, can fly as fast as he can. Because maybe I'm not meant to fly exactly the way he does, but I'm able to see what a human is able to do and be, and that's inspiring to me. Now, if I were to get into tech and coding, and I don't even know everything that he does, and technology, like that is a completely novel area of study for me. So I am an infant, not even, I'm a newborn in that arena. I would have to learn how to breathe and how to drink and how to swallow without choking on, my food, and I'd have to learn how to roll over and then crawl and then walk, and I'd stumble a bunch and then I would run eventually, but there's a process to learning and to becoming. And it's easy to see that in a child, but it's more challenging to see that as adults when we jump arenas or when we jump to different topics. Right now, with the barefoot footwear and the breathing and, getting my business off the ground and even this podcasting thing, I'm learning. And that's okay. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. Or if I'm crawling, I'm putting my hands and knees one in front of the other until I keep moving. And yeah, I wanted to share that because I see so many friends getting frustrated with why they're not there yet, or why. I mean, even myself, sometimes I get frustrated of why am I not married yet? Where is my husband? How come I haven't met him yet? Why am I not a mother yet? When some people my age have, one, two, three kids already, and I am still where I'm at. But this barefoot journey, this connection to the earth, has literally grounded me. It has reminded me that I am walking my own path. I am going at my own pace. My own pace is completely perfect for me. As long as I keep putting one foot in front of the other as best as I am able at this current moment. And the more I show up being my best, then the more my best improves and I get to where I desire to go. So, I invite you to. First of all, I think this stuff is really cool. So look up barefoot footwear. It will just blow your mind. And I apologize in advance if you end up donating a vast majority of your shoes like I do. If you're into this stuff, or if you're getting into this stuff, I do like Altra, Altra, running shoes. Shout out to my brother for telling me about that brand because it's shaped like a foot. I also really like my Earth Runner sandals. Spelled like it sounds, like Earth Runner. Yeah, so I invite you to look that up and I invite you to notice how you're breathing. Not judging it, but just notice how you are breathing. Is your chest lifting or is your trunk, your solar plexus, your body expanding? And as you continue to roll over and crawl and walk and run in all these different arenas of life, I invite you to remember that it is a journey. You have everything you need within you, and you, my dear, are already unleashed. You just get to play in this universe. You are already free. Alrighty, catch you next time. Bye.